Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The Danish renewable energy giant Ørsted sold its European onshore business recently. And what emerged from the sale process is an Irish-run business called Perigus Energy. It already has almost 400 megawatts of power capacity here, but aims to double that in the next year or two and potentially triple it before the end of the decade. But the same old planning issues hold it back, and connecting that renewable energy to the grid is also a headache. TJ Hunter is the chief executive of Perigus Energy and joins us now from Cork. Good morning, TJ.
Good morning, Joe, to you and your listeners.
Now, remind us what type of renewable assets you have these days in Ireland.
So we have wind, solar and energy storage.
That's our core product. All over the southwest?
All over Ireland, north to south.
Great. How much renewable energy capacity do you have at the moment, and how much is realistically in the pipeline?
So we have nearly 400 megawatts operating at present, providing green power to Ireland. That's about a quarter of a million homes. We'll have 500 megawatts operating by the end of the year, and we would aim to have around 1,200 megawatts by the end of the decade, all going well. And that's across wind, solar and energy storage.
Well, it's the all going well that's doing a lot of heavy lifting, isn't it? Because there are issues getting stuff across the line in this country.
There are, yes, there continue to be. There's good directional signals there, I think, with the Accelerating Infrastructure Task Force, certainly in the Planning and Development Act from 2024. But, you know, these things are only starting to gather momentum, and we do still see a lot of barriers, actually, to delivering the projects on the ground.
What kind of time frame are we talking about these days to get from an idea to an actual asset being established and generation and connected to the grid? How many years does that take?
It does depend on the technology. So I would say solar is quicker to move through the planning systems than wind at present. But once you do move through that planning, you're still faced with the connection barrier. And I would say, you know, connection is probably the primary constraint in terms of those overall project timelines. So if you're looking at 5 to 7 years, you know, typically maybe on a solar to wind project, I would say the large portion of that now is feeding towards connection.
And you mentioned the Delivering Infrastructure Report, which featured Sean O'Driscoll, of course, in December. Have you seen any progress in the intervening 5 months, that any inclination that things are going to move swifter through the planning process?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see some positive directions there in terms of interdepartment conversations and blockers trying to be removed. But what I'd say is that it's still quite reactive. So if the intent here is, you know, that we have a lot of coordination to really link large energy users and connection pathways and so forth, then I'd say it's quite reactive right now. And it's the deeper long-term planning, the consultations, the alignments that will really unlock delivery, I suppose, and deliver value to a consumer from looking at energy pricing. We're not seeing that quite yet, and that's the critical piece for us.
Okay. Any issues getting connected to the grid, in getting your wind energy or your solar energy connected to the grid?
Yeah, it is. It does take a long time. I would say, you know, if we were to go back a number of years, maybe 36 months might have been a typical connection offer timeline. We're seeing that stretch out to 48 months, 54 months, you know, some projects we're hearing are into the 70-month direction.
So 6 years, you know, six years to connect to the grid.
Yeah, yeah.
And why?
I think the challenge there is that it's not simply a connection issue anymore. We're also building the grid. You know, we've had a long period of underinvestment there, and now Airgrid, ESB Networks are trying to get that investment and the capital deployed into building a much more reinforced grid. So again, you know, directionally that's good, but the reality here is that it's a major blocker in the interim to try to get projects connected. So we do need to see, I think, things accelerate there, accepting that, you know, building out new grid takes time. I think we do need to look at how it's happening closer on the ground in terms of, you know, outage planning, commissioning and so forth, and just try to do things always safely, but really push there that it's done as efficiently, as quickly and as on time and as promised as possible.
What about wasted energy, i.e. when the turbines have to stop when it's too windy? Is that an issue for you guys?
I wouldn't. Well, look, any wind that we don't collect is always an issue. We try to get as much as we can and put it on the electrical system. But I would say, you know, the number of actual incidents of that happening, you know, they're storm conditions. So they're quite infrequent during the year, you know. So I would say that the wider ability of the grid to take the energy is the bigger issue than the very low instance of where the wind speeds are too high to actually generate.
And do you think consumers are kind of the neighbours where wind turbines are erected? Do you think they're more or less understanding than they might have been in the past of these giant turbines being erected?
I can speak to, I suppose, we've been operating in Ireland a long time. One of our wind farms we decommissioned, you know, just over a year ago, and it was running for 27 years. And we're looking to repower that. And I've met the 70 landowners who lived in the community around that. And it was amazing. Not one of them had an issue with the wind farm. It had become kind of embedded into, you know, their landscape. They'd look to it. If the wind was blowing, would they put the drying out? What direction it was coming? Were the clouds high or low? So it was amazing how much it had become integrated into, you know, their daily lives. So look, that's just a very singular and personal experience. But I would say that, yeah, as wind has integrated into Ireland's energy landscape, its acceptance has grown, I would say.
Well, best of luck getting the connected to the grid a little bit faster than you have experienced. That's TJ Hunter, Chief Executive of Perigus Energy, formerly part of Ørsted.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.